Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Practicing good money management is a worthy goal anytime, but it becomes more of a focus as prices for essentials like gas and groceries rise. One increasingly popular tool consumers are using to get by as costs increase is also a potential pitfall. A new survey by the online loan company LendingTree finds a significant increase in the number of people relying on so-called buy now, pay later apps for basics like food and utilities. The company says rising costs is a factor. Certified financial educator Shantae Moore says buy now, pay later services help people who don't have cash on hand to pay bills, but they require a higher level of discipline from consumers to avoid fees and overspending.
My overall thought is that, you know, we call it the BNPL, you know, life that we live in right now. It's not bad, but it does require awareness and discipline. You know, buy now, pay later, it feels small in the moment, but overall, it adds up fast because it really disconnects you from the full cost of that product or service that you're paying for. Like when you break up a $100 purchase into $25 payments, it's basically tricking your brain. It's telling your brain this is affordable instead of it being expensive. So it's a lot of behavioral trickery with these products. And so it's very much so about being aware about what you're signing up for and intentional about, like, how many plans do I have? Can I really afford these things and pay it back?
Moore says mastering tools like buy now, pay later apps is just one part of effective money management. She says there are other technological resources that help people organize their finances and build skills and knowledge that pay off over time.
It is a lot more about, I can't afford things right now. I really can't. Like, I need groceries for my home. It's, you know, it's part of our living expenses. But, you know, if I could choose between paying a $200 bill right now versus just $25 a week, you know, it's natural that people will make that decision more out of survival than convenience. I think it is convenient, but it is more so about how can I survive in today's economy. I always tell folks, you know, take advantage of it, but we got to plan for it. It's more so about having it a part of a bigger plan versus an emotional or impulse, you know, way to spend money. I tell folks financial literacy is not just about money. It's about learning how money works so you can be financially independent and financially secure. And I know that with Native communities especially, it's easy to say that, you know, we've had some trauma when it comes to money from things that have happened to our ancestors, for where generations past could not build wealth the way that other communities could. And so I truly believe that education is so important. When communities understand money, now we know how to control our future instead of reacting to it. So I don't mind the term. I'm so grateful. I see more and more that tribal nations and organizations are getting more intentional about bringing financial literacy to community members and tribal members. You know, historically, our communities were excluded from traditional financial systems. So education is not optional, it's essential.
In addition to using technology, Moore is a proponent of using rewards programs and store coupons to shave a few dollars off purchases. Pete Upton also thinks education is a key to understanding and building individual wealth. He is the CEO of the Native CDFI Network and the executive director of the Native 360 Loan Fund. He says given the overall statistical lag in Native American wealth compared to the general population, there is room for focused attention on ways to improve Native consumers' collective financial knowledge base.
You know, I always tell the Native communities that I work with is that don't ever feel like you're unique and different. Everyone in America needs financial literacy training of some sort. But in Native communities, sometimes I think maybe we need to take it a step deeper and really maybe from a cultural standpoint, it's the relevance of the meaning, I guess, of just being understanding your resources. And I think Native Americans have always been able to leverage the resources that they have.
Upton makes a pitch for local community development financial institutions as a means for broader tribal economic development that strengthens both individuals and communities. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.